Grade 6 Conference, Lecture 34, Triads of Tenses, Part 3. We're now going to look at Future Perfect. Future Perfect is interesting because it has two different auxiliary verbs that are involved with the participle. So we can form future perfect using the verb will have, plus the past participle. So a sentence in future perfect would be, you will have perfected your German by the time you come back from being an exchange student. Will you have perfected your German by that time? You will not have perfected your German by the time you come back from your trip. So, will have. Interesting that the word will is here. If we think of that meaning in English, we spoke of have and had, having to do with possession, owning something, having had that experience. Will, willing, that important word so central to anthroposophy and something that we like to talk a lot about in the Waldorf movement as well, that we're really working on the children's will. And as Steiner tells us, yes, the will has to do so much with the future that our will forces are asleep because they are going to unfold in times yet to come. Our will is like a little infant, still moving around in inchoate action, but whose actions are going to be increasingly formed and controlled as time goes on. So it's very appropriate that will would be the auxiliary verb. Will have, possessing something of action to be taken in the future. Complicated. In German, it's werden, to become. So here, the action is something that is in a state of becoming. And we have to think of a phrase that I like to use a lot. Some of you have heard this in other conferences. Goethe's wonderful phrase, we honor the girl for what she is and the boy for what he will become. So perhaps this future perfect tense is something that is going to speak to the boys or the masculine side of the children in the class. So again, you will have perfected your German by the time you come back from your exchange year. You will have. Now, besides will have, we can also use another interesting sort of expression, be going to. Whoa, in itself, it's quite ungrammatical, but when you hear it used, of course, we do it all the time. You are going to have perfected your German by the time you come back from your exchange year. You are going to have perfected. A lot of words. Not necessarily the most elegant form of expression, but it's something that is actually in speech used more commonly than will have. Are you going to have perfected your German? You are not going to have perfected your German. So notice, interestingly again, the verb perfect is still past. It's the past participle form of the main verb that is used. This is so interesting that future perfect carries in a way the entire course of time in it. The participle remains in the past, but through a deed of will or by going, by moving from one place to another, another action verb, we are pulling that past with us. Now, as I mentioned in my lectures on Roman history, we have that wonderful picture very much at the dawn of Rome or pre-Rome, of Aeneas, who is the survivor of the Trojan War and takes with him the sacred relics of Troy and carries them then to another place. And also, if that isn't enough symbolism, carries his father on his back, carries his aged father, and brings him to the ships that will then carry them off eventually to Italy. So this is very much future perfect, that we carry the past with us and then bring it into activity in the future. Now, the future perfect has some very particular, even rather peculiar uses, which point to a very specific way of understanding the future. It makes us ponder the future, not in a vague way, but in a fairly specific way. So what's going on here? We can say that now the astral body is Janus-like, turning itself and not just pondering the physical etheric, as in past perfect, not just contemplating itself, as in present perfect, now it is turning towards the ego. The ego, which is hardly present at all, even in the apparent individualization of the sixth grader, that ego is still extremely weak, but nonetheless, if the astral body is able to throw some light on that ego, then we start to see the future in a much more specific way. And certainly grades 6, 7, and 8, this is a time in life when youngsters become very future-directed. In fact, as we'll see in next year's online conference, the so-called wish, wonder, and surprise, the creative writing block, has a great deal to do with this future sensibility. And I'm going to also be speaking about the subjunctive mood of speech. And we'll see there again this future emphasis. So this is what Steiner wanted, that we are awakening the will to the future. So let's look now what happens when the astral body starts to direct its attention to that which has not come yet. We can use the future perfect to express a completed action before something in the future. So it's the idea that something will occur before another action in the future, and also that something can happen before a specific time in the future. So here are some examples. By next November, I will have received my promotion. By the time he gets home, she is going to have cleaned the entire house. I am not going to have finished this test by 3 o'clock. So here we have the will have and the is going forms. Will she have learned enough German to communicate before her year abroad? Sam is probably going to have completed the proposal by the time he leaves this afternoon. How many countries are you going to have visited by the time you return from your trip? Notice the prepositional phrase is involved, which is going to show the other action. By the time you have received, by the time he gets home, by next November, by 3 o'clock, by the time I finish, by the time you return. So this by the, this preposition by or before is very important when we're working with the future perfect. We also use it to show the duration before something in the future. And for example, I will have been in London for 6 months by the time I leave. So there we're using the have, will, and have as auxiliary verbs. By Monday, Susan is going to have had my book for a week. So there's what would be called grammatically that we're showing that something will continue up until another action occurs in the future. So these are, you know, really, really nuanced, but you can tell when somebody again has made an error with this. I am going to see a movie when I will have finished my homework. No, you can't say that. You can say I am going to see a movie when I have finished my homework. So there the present perfect can be used when you are bringing something that is a time clause, when you have a clause that's beginning with expressions like when, while, before, after, by the time. No, that won't work with future perfect. I would suggest strongly that this summer you look at these perfect tenses and take them as something that's almost contemplative. I wouldn't quite go so far as to say meditative in nature, but create sentences with these future perfect, with these perfect tenses altogether, future perfect in particular, and really live into them and try to understand what is being expressed here. And again, how we are being taken back to the very beginnings, the very foundations of our physical body, which means the very foundations of earthly life, when we go into past perfect, how we live firmly and strongly in the present, pulling the past with us into the present world, when we are working with present perfect, and then how we pull Saturn, Sun, Moon, Earth along with us into the distant future, meeting the world of the ego, when we take up future perfect. We could say that future perfect has something of an apocalyptic, revelatory nature to it. And it's not so much a matter of expecting sixth graders to master these very subtle and often complex tenses, but rather that they have the experience of them, that something might awaken in one or another to understand it, and that they argue with each other and argue with you about these things. That, too, is a very important part of grammar now, that we start to realize grammar is not just a bunch of rules written in stone, but rather has an active dialogue with our actions. It's an active dialogue with our thoughts, an active dialogue with our modes of expression. Now we're going to go on to one more topic in grade 6, and that is the subjunctive mood.